Tess, pack your bags. We head out at 1800 hours.
The pastor's son and the police chief's son? Yeah, I'm sure they will be lots of fun to hang out with.
Jake, stop. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot if you do that.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Are you ready for another faith expedition? Well, it's one of our favorite times of the year. It's time for Discovery Mountain Camp again. This year, there are some big changes in store for everyone. Did you listen to the season where we met Isabel Garcia? If you remember, at the end of that season, Superintendent Gomez offered Principal Reeder a job in the city. Did he take the job? And if he did, who will take over as camp director this year? Well, let's find out in this season called An Arrow's Reach, and today's episode called Winds of Change. Let's join everyone.
Hi, George. I brought the resumes we talked about for us to look over.
Hey, Reeder. Well, that's great. Come sit at the picnic table with me. It's sure a nice spring day.
Ah, the sun is shining. Looks like a good place to enjoy your morning tea.
Indeed. Can I get you anything?
More time. I can't believe how much work I have to get done before I leave for my new principal job.
I think you're doing the right thing. That school needs an honest, hard-working principal like yourself.
They do. I'm happy to have been called there by God. But wow, there is a lot to do in the meantime.
Well, selecting someone to take over for you at the Discovery Mountain Camp is our first priority. That way you can train them before you go.
Well, at least we have the rest of the staff hired. Here's the list of candidates to take over for me as camp director this summer. And remember, this person will also take over for me as principal after the summer. I've narrowed the list down to three.
Well, let's see here. We have Joyce Holt. She has 4 years of experience at a camp out east, a degree in child education. Oh, she's also taught Bible classes. She enjoys singing and plays the harp.
Sounds like a good fit to me.
I think so, too. Though, let's see who else we have here. Lester Wilson has 1 year of experience as a camp counselor, just graduated from college with a degree in art and theater. He loves working with kids. He's always wanted to see a moose.
Maybe not as qualified, but seems like a nice enough guy.
And our final applicant is Wallace Rudder, married and father of three. His oldest daughter, Tess, would love to be a junior counselor. He's a retired military major and was a principal at a public high school. Let's see, he has a degree in business and education. I think we may have found our person, Reeder.
He is the strongest candidate. But you know, the camp director job is a big one. Are you still open to considering hiring an assistant director?
Well, yes, I think it's a great idea. With you leaving, having a director with an assistant would be a good idea.
So, Major Rudder for camp director and Joyce Holt for assistant camp director?
That's fine with me. Will you give them a call and let them know the good news? I have to get back to the store.
Sure, Mr. Simon. I'll do that right now. Oh, I can't wait to meet the new recruits.
Major Rudder speaking. Yes, I understand. Thank you. We'll be there tomorrow at 0800 sharp. Tess! I got the job. Pack your bags. We head out at 1800 hours.
Congrats, Dad. But do we have to leave that soon?
Discovery Mountain Camp starts in a week. I need to assess the staff and whip everyone into shape. There's no time to lose.
Dad, from what I read, Discovery Mountain Camp isn't like Camp Pendleton.
True, true. Nothing is quite like the Marines, my dear. but the camp will be closer to it when I'm done with them.
Well, just remember what happened at the school when you ran it.
Well, they didn't appreciate my vision or my leadership abilities.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Tess, are you talking back to me?
No, I wasn't. I'm sorry if I sounded like I was.
Get moving. Go pack, and I'll tell your mother and brothers that we're leaving tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Discovery Mountain Camp won't know what hit it.
Is Hugo going to camp this year? He and his mom are deep in conversation. Let's listen.
Come on, Mom. I don't want to go.
You have to go.
Why? I just want to go back to the city and my old friends. Discovery Mountain is boring.
Hugo, we have such a wonderful opportunity to be here. I have a new teaching position, and you get to spend time with your Uncle Ethan. And you can make new friends.
Ugh, but I like my old friends.
Your old friends weren't always the best influences. Some of your choices, some of my choices, weren't good in those years. Harold and Logan will be at camp. You can hang out with them.
The pastor's son and the police chief's son? Yeah, I'm sure they will be lots of fun to hang out with.
Please, just give them a chance. You may be surprised. You might have more in common with them than you think.
Only if they're into video games and stuff.
They might be, but camp isn't about screen time. It's about enjoying the activities and using your imagination.
Yeah, I'm imagining myself back in the city with my friends right now.
Hugo, you're going to camp next week, and that's the end of it. And I don't want to hear about you making any trouble while you're there. Do you understand?
Yes, Mom.
Now, here's the camp brochure. Look at all the activities they have. I heard they are even bringing in a real-life expert to teach the archery class. You might really enjoy archery. And they're swimming, rock climbing. Take a look.
Fine.
We'll get settled in soon. I promise you will learn to love it here. I loved growing up in these mountains. Eventually, you will too.
I do not like it up here. None of this stuff looks like fun. I wonder if they ever pull any pranks at camp. I was pretty good at those at my last school. Camp might not be so bad after all.
Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Reeder.
Hi, I am too.
Well, then we might as well search together. I'm Joyce Holt, Assistant Camp Director.
Great to meet you. I'm Robin Archer, Activities Director.
What a fun name! Are you an archer by chance?
Oh, I've been known to string a few arrows now and then. With a name like Robin Archer, you pretty much have to be good at archery.
Love your cowboy hat and the bandana, too. You look like you're ready for a summer at camp.
Boy, am I. I'm so excited about this summer. I love summer camp. I was working in the South the last couple of years, but my friend Hattie asked me to help out here.
I love the South, but the mountains are amazing here, too.
I agree. Hattie's busy with her foundation for orphans and just couldn't manage being activities director this year.
Hattie sounds like a wonderful person to have as a friend. You'll have to tell me more about her foundation sometime.
Will do. So, tell me more about you. What brings you to Discovery Mountain?
Oh, well, I needed a change in my life. I prayed about it, and then I saw the job posting for the camp director. I love the mountains, and so I applied. They hired me as an assistant director.
That's great.
Can I be honest, though? I'm really nervous about this job. I hope I'm up for it.
I'm sure you'll do great. It's natural to be nervous. I am, too.
Really? Oh, that makes me feel better.
I can't wait for the campers next week. This is going to be so much fun. Oh, is that Mr. Reeder?
Must be. He's got a whistle around his neck and a clipboard. I wonder who the other people are with him. Ugh, I'm so nervous.
Just be yourself. Deep breath.
Hello, are you Mr. Reeder?
Oh, hello. Yes, I'm Reeder. And you are?
I'm Robin, and this is Joyce.
Well, great to meet you both. This is Mr. Wallace.
Major.
Right. Sorry. Major Wallace Rudder is the new camp director. And this is his daughter, Tess. She's one of our junior camp counselors.
wonderful to meet you. I'm excited to work with you and learn from you, Major Rudder.
We have a lot of work ahead of us. It's good to have you on board.
Yes, I can't wait to get to work. Hi, Tess. I love your hair braid. Did you do that yourself?
My hair braid? Oh, yes, I did. Thank you.
And welcome, Robin. She's our activities director this summer.
Hi, Robin.
Good to meet everyone.
And this is Ethan Garcia. He is the camp drama director and guitar player for the evening campfires.
You play guitar? Me too.
Sweet! I'll have to teach you the camp theme song. What about you guys, Joyce or Tess? Do you play anything?
I play the harp and sing a little, but I don't sing in public.
Oh, I would love to learn to play the harp.
I can give you some lessons this summer if you'd like.
I would love that. Yes, please.
There's a lot to do before the kids start to arrive. Mr. Reader, continue the tour.
Yes, of course. Joyce, please join us. Robin, some of the staff are in the cafeteria. They can show you to your cabin and get you set up at the archery range. Oh, and your activities folder is there for you as well.
Come with me, Robin. I'll show you the way to the cafeteria.
Sounds good. Thanks. Great to meet all of you. See you soon.
See you, Robin.
I'm sorry I missed the beginning of the tour around camp. What did I miss?
Well, we can start over.
There's too much to backtrack on now. Time's a-wasting. Let's keep moving.
I see. I'm sorry.
I can fill you in later.
Thanks, Tess.
Now, where was I? Oh, right. We start each day with a flag raising.
Oh, that's excellent. I highly approve.
Great. Then we have prayer. The first day of camp is extra special. George Simon usually joins us.
George Simon? He's the camp owner, right?
Yes. He'll open camp for the week with a special prayer.
What a lovely gesture. Does Mr. Simon participate often?
No, I'm afraid he's pretty busy these days.
I look forward to meeting him. Sounds like a well-educated and disciplined man.
Oh, that he is. He won't be around much unless you need him for something. Feel free to ask either of us questions if you have them.
What else happens during a day at camp?
Oh, the usual camp stuff. Horseback riding, archery, rock climbing, swimming, arts and crafts, and drama. And at Discovery Mountain Camp, there's also flying and Blue Birdie.
Blue Birdie?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Oh, didn't you see her on our brochure? The beautiful blue and white float plane resting right there next to the dock.
We have an airplane? Best camp ever!
I was going to say the same thing. Who is the pilot, Mr. Reader?
Please, just call me Reader. Our pilot is also the boys' counselor, Jake. You'll meet him tonight. Blue Birdie is Mr. Simon's plane. He still flies her, too.
Flying? Aren't you concerned with the legalities and risk of flying? What if someone got hurt? Or, worse yet, the plane crashed? You could be sued. The state would shut you down.
Well, I mean, there are always risks. But Jake and Mr. Simon are excellent pilots. And we pray over each load of kids to ask for God's protection.
Well, it's better not to take the risk if you ask me.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Anyway, back to the schedule. At the end of the week, we'll have our drama production. And we need something else. We've held swim meets, jogathons. Any thoughts on what to do this year?
Reader continued the tour with Major Rudder, Tess, and Joyce. When we come back, we'll hear which of our campers will be back this year. Don't go away. We'll find out right after this break.
Hi, Kate Browning here. I play Kylie on Discovery Mountain. Take an adventure with your friends in Discovery Mountain in the book Mission Forgiveness. In this interactive faith adventure, you decide what happens next. Find Mission Forgiveness at discoverymountain.com/store.
Do you like to collect pins or other memorabilia from your favorite programs? I know I do. Find pins of some of your favorite characters and a cool flight crew pin at discoverymountain.com/store.
Hi, Mountaineers, Miss Jean here. This month in the Discovery Mountain Club, there's an all-new episode of Jake's Take, an oddcast you can trust. And it's a good one. You'll also find two new bedtime Bible stories this month. Curl up under the blankets and listen to your favorite Discovery Mountain characters read you to sleep. Mountaineers. We'll see you in the clubhouse at discoverymountainclub.com.
Hey, Yumi, I'm over here with Mr. Simon.
Sorry, I'm a little late. Hi, Mr. Simon.
Hi, Yumi. It's good to see you. How may I help you girls today?
Did you decide what you want, Yumi?
No, I don't know what's good here. What do you get, Piper?
I like Madam Manager's strawberry lemonade and a bag of trail mix.
Mmm, salty and sweet. That does sound good on a hot day.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but Jake came in this morning, stocked up on trail mix for summer camp next week. He bought every bag.
Aw, I really wanted to try some. Everybody talks about it.
And they talk about Chaplain Jake and how he keeps eating it all, too. Where does he put it all, I wonder?
I do have lemonade. Would you like to try some of these roasted pita bread chips with hummus?
I don't know. Sounds kind of different.
Oh, no, Piper. You'll like it.
You think so? Okay, I'll give it a try. Thank you, Mr. Simon.
Two strawberry lemonades coming up, and the chips and hummus are over there, if you want to grab them.
I like the plain hummus, but the roasted garlic is good, too.
Let's start with the plain this time.
Good idea. Here you go. Want to sit over there?
Sure. So, are you ready for camp? It's going to be your first one, right?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. I started packing. My dad got me a new sleeping bag. It's red with yellow flowers on it.
I love getting new things for camp and school. I got new hair bands and a new jacket with a sparkly horse on it.
I can't wait to see your new jacket. It sounds super pretty.
Hey, this hummus and pita chips are good.
Here you are, girls. Two Madam Manager's strawberry lemonades.
Thank you, Mr. Simon.
Thank you. Ah, so refreshing.
Are you girls going to camp next week?
Yep, and it will be Yumi's first time.
That's very exciting. What activities are you most interested in trying?
Well, I guess flying in Blue Birdie, and the arts and crafts. Oh, and horseback riding.
What about you, Piper?
I'm excited to horseback ride and try archery. I heard there is a new teacher this year.
Yes, this year's activity director teaches archery. Her name is Robin Archer.
That's a fun name.
And we have a new director. His name is Major Rudder. And his daughter Tess will be the junior counselor with Natasha.
Oh, I hope we get Natasha's cabin. You will love her as a counselor, Yumi. She is super nice.
I'm just glad I'm not the only new girl.
We have lots of new people every year at Discovery Mountain Camp. And we have a new assistant director as well, Miss Joyce Holt.
Camp won't change, will it? There will still be the play at the end of the week, and we will sing the camp song and the rest, right?
New people, same Discovery Mountain Camp. Now, girls, before I leave you to your lemonades, could you do one thing for me?
What's that, Mr. Simon?
I'm going to need $10.52 for the snacks.
Here you go, Mr. Simon.
And here's the money to pay for mine, too.
Have a great week at camp, girls.
We'll take a short break and hear more from the camp right after this.
How would you like to decorate your room or classroom with your very own Blue Birdie? Find the Blue Birdie wall decal at discoverymountain.com/store.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, Speaker Director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
Hello, families. Miss Jean here. You know me best as your friendly narrator here in Discovery Mountain, but you might not know a lot about the parent ministry that I work for that brings you this program, the Voice of Prophecy. I invite you to get to know us by watching our newest program, Authentic. It's hosted by my husband, Sean Boonstra. Now, Authentic is a half-hour television program with transparent discussions and honest answers. Authentic will talk about everyday issues that you could be struggling with right now, all with the purpose to discover what it means to live an authentic human existence. Well, I hope you enjoy getting to know us. Oh, and you'll recognize Sean's voice. He's Chaplain Simon. So, you know us already. Visit discoverymountain.com/authentic to find quick and easy links to where you can watch.
Jake, move that target over here, would you?
The archery range looks great, Robin! Are you ready for the kids tomorrow?
Just about. Thanks again for your help.
Of course! Hey, could you show me how to split an arrow in half with another?
Well, it's not as easy as you might think. It took me 3 years to split my first arrow.
3 years? Wowzers! I had no idea!
Well, to get good enough to do tricks and stuff takes some time. And arrows aren't made out of wood anymore. They're fiberglass or aluminum. I can teach you to use the bow today and hit a bullseye consistently by the end of the week.
Really? Can we start now? Here's a bow. I hold it like this, right? And the arrow goes like this.
Jake, stop. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot if you do that.
Oh, that would be a disaster.
No kidding. Safety is a big part of archery. So let's start with safety rules and the parts of the bow and arrows. And you're going to need this.
What's that?
It's an arm guard.
What's that for?
So the string doesn't give you a welt and a big bruise.
Ouch! Yeah, no thanks. I don't like bruises.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. I will be more than happy to give you lessons sometime.
Hi, Jake. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Joyce. Hi, Tess. Welcome to the archery range, place of wonder, excitement, and apparently, bruises.
I've always wanted to learn archery. Would you teach me?
I would love to. Stop by anytime this summer.
Would you show us one of your tricks now?
Sure. Let me get my arm guard on. Jake, would you go hang this CD on a nail over there in the middle of the target?
Yes, indeedy!
Robin, I have an idea. Each summer, readers said they do a big event at the end of the week. What if we had an archery tournament?
I love that idea. We could even give out prizes for different categories. And you were having doubts you wouldn't be a good assistant director.
Oh, I think I'm gonna love working here. I'll speak to Wallace about it.
Better call my dad Major Rudder. He gets upset when people don't.
Ah, thanks for the advice, Tess. Okay, Robin, let's see what you got.
I'm gonna send two arrows. The first is gonna go through the middle of that CD, and the second will shatter the CD into pieces. Watch as the light hits them, they look like rainbows. Ready? One.
And it's a perfect shot right through the middle, folks. That's about 30 yards.
And two.
Oh, that's so cool!
Wow, how pretty. Look at all the little rainbows. That was amazing.
Okay, that's enough for today. Now, I need to go pick up all those little pieces. Don't want chipmunks or birds trying to use them for little mirrors.
We'll help you. Then let's all walk up to the cafeteria. It's dinner time, and Reader said he had some announcements to make.
As Robin cleans up all the little pieces, Major Rudder is in the cafeteria with Reader. He's getting ready to make an announcement. Let's join them.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, can I have your attention, please?
Attention!
Wow. Thank you, Major Rudder. That certainly was effective. Now, I would like to say a few words before camp starts. It's been a busy week, and the campers will be here tomorrow. I'm excited for this new team at Discovery Mountain Camp. I think you will all have a great summer. You are in very capable hands with Major Rudder and Joyce.
Thank you, Reader.
Thanks.
Now, if you have any problems, you can always ask me. But I'm going to be super busy, so please trust your new leadership. Joyce, here is your binder with all the assistant director duties.
Thanks, Reader. This will be very helpful.
And here is your binder, Major Rudder.
This contains all the rules, activities, camper information, staff files, etc. for Discovery Mountain Camp.
Thank you, Mr. Reader, sir!
Okay, now, before we have dinner and prep for tomorrow, there is one more thing. Major Rudder, I am handing off my whistle to you. May God bless you as you assume your new duties here in Discovery Mountain. Proverbs 29:2 says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Keep God number one this summer, and it will be a blessing for everyone.
Well, my dad has the whistle. I guess this is official now.
Well, Discovery Mountain Camp is back, and there are a few changes, aren't there, Director Doug?
Well, there are definitely a lot of changes. And it looks like Reader is taking that principal job in the city after all.
He is. You know, we have some new, interesting people coming to camp this year. Joyce seems to be a really nice addition, and so does Robin.
Yeah, you're right. And archery is something that the campers haven't gotten to do before. That's for sure.
And Hugo is heading to camp, too. Maybe he can find time to make some new friends and enjoy camp with his Uncle Ethan.
Well, Hugo still doesn't seem to be all that happy with Discovery Mountain yet, does he?
No, he doesn't. But God has a plan for Hugo.
That's for sure.
You know, that was an interesting Bible verse that Reader read, wasn't it?
It was. Could you find it for us?
Sure. Let's see.
As Miss Jean looks for that verse, I'm wondering, what do you listening at home think about Major Rudder? And what did his daughter Tess mean by Discovery Mountain Camp isn't like Camp Pendleton?
I was wondering what Tess meant by that, too.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Well, and here's the verse. It's Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2. It says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn." Well, I wonder what that could mean for our campers.
I guess we'll have to stay tuned to find out this season.
Yes, we will. And you know, this season was written by our friend, Natalie Barton. And so I'm on the edge of my seat, just like our listeners, wondering what will happen next.
Well, it's good to keep you guessing, Miss Jean.
I think so, too. I'm enjoying it.
And you at home, why not send us a message? Visit us online at discoverymountain.com/contact. Tell us what you think about what will happen next, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here in Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith. Winds of Change was written by Natalie Barton with Steve Phillips, produced by Steve Phillips, and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbie. Recorded in Loveland, Colorado at the Voice of Prophecy Studios and in Bowmanville, Ontario.